got it, Dan. Thank you so much. Here we go. It is the fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News coming to you from Broadcast House on this cloudy Tuesday, Star Wars Day. Happy, what is it? No, May the 4th be with you?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I like Star Trek better, but I don't know. Do we get a day? All right.
I don't know. You should know by now.
I know. Well, I know they did have a Leonard Nimoy Day, right?
That's
They're going to have
true.
A Leonard
in
Nimoy
Boston,
Day in Boston. Yeah. All right. I'm Rob Hakala. She is Lisa Azizian. A bit later on, we'll have our Paws and Claws segment where we're going to focus on your pet and specifically your pet's health with National Pet First Aid Awareness Month. But first, we're going to talk with a local author, Boston writer, and author of horror and dark thrillers, R.B. Wood. He is out with his latest novel, Bayou Whispers, which is available now, and we're going to get the details right from R.B. himself as he joins us on the line.
R.B., good morning. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, wonderful to talk to a local writer and to have you in and around the Boston area. And I believe, Lisa, you'll be pleased to know he also went, as I'm surrounded always, by Emerson graduates.
Wonderful.
Well, this is the latest. You got to be pretty excited. Bayou Whispers. This is your latest novel, and this is something you've been doing. Actually, you've got how many books out now?
This is the second book that I have. I have a lot of short stories out, but this is number two since I've taken on a writing career full-time over the last few years, inclusive of that Emerson degree you mentioned.
Well, congratulations on that. Well, let's dive into this story here because you're going to take us to, well, I guess with the word bayou, I imagine bayou, we're going to the south, right?
South.
That's correct. Bayou Whispers is a supernatural thriller, and it takes place in New Orleans, and it's the story of no-nonsense New Orleans native Jeanine LaRue, and it tells the tale of a strong female survivor character. There's lots of plot twists and dark mystery adventure in voodoo magic. But something we all can relate to after this past year of COVID-19 is the survivor story, and I think that's going to ring pretty true with readers of the book.
What inspired you to write this, R.B.?
Well, I had my own health issues about 5 years ago, and there's actually a mourning period when you have a series of strokes and things along those lines that you run through, and this was one of the ways I processed it was writing this story. And originally it was set to be a Southern Gothic horror story, straight up horror, voodoo, that's it. It became a lot more as I got to know the characters and really dove into what became Bayou Whispers. I love New Orleans. You know, how could you not, with the music and the history, the food, the people. But I can't think of a better setting for a survivor story than the city of New Orleans, which has been through so much over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, I think we all remember those images from Hurricane Katrina and all the just the destruction and loss of life, and really just how people were torn apart, you know, and the devastation. And so you're correct about that in terms of having a city that's just really learned to survive over the years, RB, and they keep coming back and they keep rebuilding. Tell us a little bit more about Jeanine LaRue.
Well, she is she's a teenager at the beginning of the story when Katrina hits, and she's the sole survivor of her family after the devastation brought on by Katrina. In the aftermath of the storm, she believes she's rescued, but she's not. She's found by a couple of bayou rats who have other plans, and eventually she is rescued by a cop. But the story then moves to present day, where Jeanine has become an attorney, and Curtis Jones, who was a cop who rescued her, has become somewhat of a thief and notorious local character in New Orleans. And she decides to go back to the town of her birth to save Curtis Jones, who's now been accused of the murder of the two guys who had originally found Janine after Katrina. So it starts off as a murder mystery, but it becomes so much more than that, because Janine discovers more than she bargained for when she uncovers a family history of dark voodoo magic and an unholy alliance with an ancient evil Haitian Loa. So it's jam-packed with history. It's, nonstop action. I think, we, as people, see who exactly we are when it comes to under pressure and crisis situations, and I put the characters in that, and some of them fall apart and some of them rise to the top. And you can guess who, because Janine LaRue is the main character.
So, RB, was there a certain trip or a certain sort of point in time you can pinpoint when you just decided you knew you had to have New Orleans be the setting for your book?
100 million years ago, when I was a consultant, I spent a lot of time in New Orleans, and I just loved the city. Mm. And it's not just walking down Bourbon Street with a 151 hurricane in your hands. It's just sitting there and talking with people and getting to know people, especially locals in the area, and then you find out where the real good foodie places are, not just the touristy ones. And I always wanted to write a New Orleans story, but I didn't have one until fairly recently, when I went through what I did, and I was talking with some of my professors at that college that will remain nameless. And and quite frankly, it came out that you need to write this now, and it's a perfect opportunity to do that. I got a lot of encouragement to write Bayou Whispers, and the book is out now and available at Amazon and all over the place.
Excellent. Well, we invite people to purchase it, Bayou Whispers, R.B. Wood. You can find out more about him at rbwood.com. You'll get more information about his works, and it's great. Well, congratulations, and I imagine there will be more.
Oh, I'm already working on the next one. Mm. Idle Hands, Devil's Work, and all that.
Well, we'll have you back then for the next one, but right now we encourage you to pick up Bayou Whispers. It's the latest novel from R.B. Wood. He is an author from Boston, so we're happy to have a local guy on here that is turning himself now going to become a very successful writer. So congratulations, RB, and thank you, and good luck to you.
Thank you, RB.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, and good luck to you guys as well.
Thank you
so much. That's RB Wood. And again, we invite you to check out his website, rbwood.com, to find out more about Bayou Whispers.